The my pool, by the way, Craig, is opening up on June 1st. I just started
giving
you. I know you keep asking me all season. I'm a little sort of late, maybe getting to it. My wife thought maybe we could, but June 1st is good. That in Northeast Ohio, the weather kind of warms up after that, and then we get some use out of it. Not as some of those people in this the warmer climates, but always have fun in the pool, and that's what we're going to talk about: fun and safety in the pool this morning. We're excited to have on the line this with us Olympic medalist swimmer Cullen Jones joining us. Cullen, good morning. How are you today?
Brian, Craig, thank you so much for having me.
We are glad to have you on here this morning. Let's talk a little bit about getting out and having some fun time in the pool. When did you first become adept in the water? When was it that you decided that I enjoy floating and swimming out in the water?
Well, Brian, I have to say I had an ironic story because at the age of 5, I almost drowned. That's what got me into the water. I was at a water park with my parents and a spoiled only child, so weekends with my parents were very, very important to me. And I think what's important about the story is that there were lifeguards there, my parents were there, and I was still able to go underwater. So my mom said, never again, we're getting you into swim lessons. And lo and behold, 20 years later, I've become a gold medalist.
Wow. Yeah. Well, getting the swim lessons is always important. And there's any age they start. I've seen the ones where they have the babies and the moms, and the babies are just sort of floating. They're thinking, hey, this is kind of fun, not knowing just. But they have sort of an innate ability, sort of just to keep their face above water. But obviously, getting people involved in the water is important. Let's talk about some of the other things, too. Getting safe. I mentioned to Craig that I'm going to be getting my pool open shortly as well. What things do I need to remember to keep things safe on that end of it?
Well, I think it's so funny you brought up that you're getting your pool opened up in June, which is a little late because it's Water Safety Month in May, but you know what? June's right around the corner, and we want everyone to know that being safe around the water is the most important thing. And at Leslie's, we have three things that we're really focused on. Maintaining clean water. We need to make sure that, you know, Brian, when you open up that pool, that you feel comfortable jumping in that pool and you have those balance levels. The second thing is securing the pool. Brian, I can't speak for you. I don't know if you have, you know, little ones around, but we want to make sure that we secure the pool, make sure that we have gates around the pool. And then the third thing, like myself, who didn't have it at the age of 5, we want to prioritize swim lessons. We want people to understand the importance of getting in there and having formal swim lessons. So those are the three main major tips. But most importantly, besides those three tips, we want people to have fun this summer. It's summer. It's getting hot. We're opening up. People are getting out there. We want everyone to be safe.
Can you still have fun in a pool, or are you always competitive once you hit that water?
Oh, man. You know, I tend to try not to count laps, but I try to have fun. I do not try to swim for speed anymore unless someone challenges me. That's usually my trigger.
Does it seem like only yesterday you were competing in those Olympics, or is it a distant memory?
It really does. It's not. It really does feel like it was just yesterday. People tell me, they're like, oh, yeah, you've had the world record for 10 years. I'm like, don't say that. That feels like it was yesterday.
But it's still it's a lifelong thing. And pool, you know, swimming is one of those sports. We've talked with people related to tennis and bowling. Swimming is one of those sports that you can take throughout your life, and it does have so many benefits to it.
Absolutely. One of the big things is just mobility. Keeping, you know, when people do get injured, the first thing that you know, the health groups tell you is go to the pool, start working out, or at least it's low impact on the joints. So swimming is not just a great sport and a life skill, but it's also something that we, you know, it hits so many different things. And for me personally, whenever I worked out, I got to eat anything I wanted because I worked out so hard. So for people that are foodies like myself, swimming is the perfect activity.
Well, absolutely. I think so too. We're talking this morning with Olympic swimmer Cullen Jones about pool safety, getting things ready for the pool. I see on here there might be a chlorine shortage. Are we involved in that sort of that shortage that's taking place with a lot of other items too?
Yeah, well, you know, during COVID, the actual distribution plants, they actually caught fire. So we did see a shortage of chlorine tablets. We did see that there were less people going to pools to learn to swim because of unclean water. But I'm happy to say that Leslie has tablets. So if you go to your local Leslie's, you can speak to a store team member, and they will take care of everything. They will give you the AccuBlue 10-point water testing, and they will make sure that you're managing your levels. There are There are chlorine tablets. I don't want anyone to be nervous, but you just have to go to Leslie's to go get them, and we have them in stock.
That's absolutely right. Need to get through, as you mentioned. I've become a little bit of a chemist now that I own a pool. There's that whole testing for the pH and the hardness and everything like that. I didn't realize I was going to have to do that. By the way, do you have a favorite pool floaty? Is there one that you enjoy more than another that you could jump on?
You know, it's funny. I do like a nice noodle when I'm hanging out and just laying back. But again, that's because I know how to swim. And that's what we want people to understand. Floaties are great. They're fun, especially if you already know how to swim. But there is no substitute for swim lessons. So parents, guardians that have little ones, that's nice that you put the floaties on them. That's fine. But we want to make sure that they're getting swim lessons. But I like a noodle, Brian. Absolutely. If you're going to ask, I like a noodle.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Olympic swimmer Cullen joins joining us this morning again, brought to us by Leslie's this morning. You can find out more about getting all sorts of different types of pool supplies and things like that this morning. Cullen, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you both for having me.
7:48 at AM 930 WEOL.